Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover my thoughts on the ideas of Malcolm Collins, a pronatalist, and his wife Simone. I discovered him after watching an interview he did with Chris Williamson, and I thought finally someone like me that gets that we can't go back to traditionalism, nor can the current paradigm of our feminized soy society continue. There has to be a third option, and no one is talking about it yet. I've been saying that for years. I mentioned that gestational surrogacy was the answer for many single men going their own way back at the end of 2013, and even got Barbarossa, the godfather of MGTOW, to comment on that video and agree with the solution. Lately, even most conservatives haven't been having enough children to replace themselves. Another potentially radical solution I've mentioned before is cloning. That feeds in perfectly with today's culture of narcissism. But I'll get back to the pronatalist point of view that Malcolm and Simone mentioned a little bit later. I reached out for a live stream with them or chat, and hopefully we'll have one in the next little while, that I can share here. What really blew me away was when Malcolm mentioned that as ancient Rome was declining, some groups started to go back to traditionalism, because they saw that the empire was starting to crumble. Most people, however, stayed the course for the crash, and the third radical group that neither the Roman traditionalists or ordinary citizens didn't like were the new group back then, the Christians. If you could brush up on your Latin and head off to ancient Rome and tell people back then that their feminized polytheistic religions would die, and then when that happened they wouldn't be going back to masculine traditionalism and the old pagan gods, but instead all of Europe would be converted to the cult of Christianity, they would think you're absolutely crazy. That the Western Roman civilization collapsed because Christianity was a better social technology. Pretty much the same way that red pill ideas about male and female nature are a better explanation for male and female dynamics than the current gynocentric blue pill order. When a hedonistic civilization like ours, and those that came before it like ancient Rome, start crumbling, there are three responses from people. The first one is to give yourself up to hedonism, which is what the left and the alphabet people are doing right now. The second is to try and go back to traditionalism, which is what you see with the conservative groups, and the third response is to try something new. In the case of Rome, Constantine made Christianity the new religion, and moved the capital to Constantinople, and let the old Western Roman Empire crumble. My mind was blown when I realized all of this. 99% of people either fall back on old ways of thinking, or they stay in the present, because building an uncertain future takes a lot of effort and responsibility, and most people don't want to think too hard, not to mention potentially embarrass themselves if the new thing they try does actually fail. Malcolm sums up that usually the new radical group with the best social technology usually wins in the long run. When he mentioned this, a light bulb went off in my head with regards to not only civilization, but money too. For example, if you're a traditionalist, then your money would be gold and silver, and you'd want to go back to a gold standard. But if you're an average Joe, then fiat currency is definitely your choice, which is equal to the leftist mind virus called trying to steal your time. The third radical option is Bitcoin. Then you have other groups trying to co-opt that new Bitcoin standard, trying to drag it back to the old one in fiat, with all those poop coins out there. So that confirmed my suspicion that the best system replaces the traditional and current ones in the end. But what that is for human reproduction, I'll discuss in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to humans aren't having kids, so AI will inherit the Earth clown world show. So Malcolm Collins isn't going his own way, and he's planning to have 7 kids with Simone. But he's definitely explored MGTOW, incel, and transmaxing ideas and has made an effort to understand different points of view in the manosphere. Something that I've done that very few other people have. Most people stay in their silos and refuse to engage in dialogue, and it was refreshing to see someone willing to talk to different people in the manosphere. He's also a venture capitalist, and maybe I should talk to him about my virtual sex system. But maybe not, because I'm going to make the fertility rates collapse even further. So it'd potentially be a conflict of interest on his part. Malcolm and Simone believe the same thing I do, that we need gender equality, and to not take women's rights away. But I don't think their strategy to halt declining birth rates will work for most people. Sure, they can have 70 kids themselves, but 99.9% of people won't. Malcolm mentions that statistically, single fathers do well compared to single mothers, almost to the extent that it's not much worse than a two-parent household. Of course, we don't really know how well because there isn't enough information on single father households, but I completely agree with them. Yet the courts give kids to the mothers most of the time and say it's in the best interest of the children. Meanwhile, it's in the best interest of mama instead. Besides, surrogacy is a reproductive strategy for men. I think that eventually cloning will become even more popular. But people will say things like a clone doesn't have a soul. We're now cloning our pets, and that's perfectly fine. But cloning ourselves seems to be not okay. You have to be open to trying new things and seeing what works. The advantage is that you as an individual already know your aptitudes and abilities. So having your own baby Boba Fett in some ways is a lot easier. Plus, we're living in a world of narcissism. So cloning yourself for many would be the ultimate act of self-love. Most women flip out when I bring up things like this because they know it means their obsolescence. Whenever I bring up the potential of using surrogacy and raising kids as a single father, women use the old argument that I'm a cruel monster to deny a child his mother. But try telling that to kids that grow up with a single mother that fits the devouring mother archetype. Usually I fire back and say, what about those single mothers? Aren't they monsters for raising their kids without a father? You know as well as I do that it's projection because if women call single fathers monsters first, then men can't exactly call single mothers monsters back. But getting back to the idea of both the left and the right dying out, you have the hedonistic left, traditional right, and what Malcolm calls the acceleration group, trying to use technology to accelerate change. Look what happened with Rome and its Christian reforms. Constantinople got another 1,000 years out of that experiment. The West won't collapse so much as it'll change into something else. I think the group that figures out sustainable technological reproduction, whatever method it may be, to enhance their IQ and physical traits will win in the long run. Malcolm and Simone, correct me if I'm wrong, actually selected their children based on a bunch of embryos that they'd created in a laboratory. So they are controversial by selecting for certain traits. It's crazy because we clone our dogs and cats, eat cloned beef and genetically modified crops. Yet we see human reproduction as sacred and something that can't be messed with. The one thing I don't agree with Malcolm on is his take on what happened with the abortion ban in Romania under Ceausescu. I studied that, and for 25 years after abortion was banned in 1963, when the fertility rate was 2.1, the fertility rate remained above replacements. But once he was taken out of power, it slid well below 2.1. China must see that and think to themselves that that strategy of banning abortions works. But if it's the government as a whole doing it in the long run, and not individual people, then that way it'll actually work indefinitely. We'll see what happens. The ultimate reproduction strategy in the short to medium term for me is to make 10 clones of myself and then put them up for adoption when I'm in my 70s or 80s, wearing my thirsty Depends, and then hand the kids off to a bunch of disgruntled cat ladies that missed their fertility windows. With regards to civilizations, when ancient Greece died, you might argue that Alexander the Great conquering ancient Egypt, and then eventually Ptolemy setting up a civilization there, where it was a fusion of Greek and Egyptian cultures, gave Egypt a new lease on life. The old must be destroyed to make way for the new. Such is history. People also just get tired of one civilization and move towards another way of living in the end. Some people say that the Amish are sustainable, but they get all kinds of genetic diseases, and I believe that most of them descend from roughly 150 to 200 individuals genetically. Ideally, you would actually need to bring more people in from the outside, but they don't usually do that. The idea of socially acceptable cloning I got from the new show Foundation with the Clone Emperor. It's a show written by those with the woke mind virus, and they came up with the male villain clone. So I have to hand it to them, it was actually an interesting idea. With regards to surrogacy, when I first thought about using that, it was $10,000 in India. But when I discovered it in 2013, it was quickly banned there. If countries are now banning surrogacy, then just imagine how bad it's going to get when cloning is introduced, as well as picking the genetic traits of your children. Surrogacy works because you can select the best genes in a partner. So if you're a 5'5" manlet, you can choose eggs from a 6-foot-tall woman to purchase and inseminate. But going back to the Amish, they wouldn't even exist in today's world unless they were inside a modern state, like the United States, in order to basically provide them energy as well as defense. Because of course they use natural gas, and if they had to form their own state, they wouldn't be able to live like they do. So while they appear to be sustainable from the population perspective from the outside, they actually aren't. The biggest question to ask, though, is population collapse really so bad? Especially when AI will be taking 80% of the jobs or more. What Malcolm said that's interesting is when he says that AI will free the bourgeoisie from the proletariat. Translation, AI will free the rich from having to rely on the poor to do most of the menial work for them. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that people don't want to smash each other anymore, and thus the population will crash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments that try and restrict your reproductive rights away, even though the population is crashing. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.